Begin the current daf and the sechta baba basa daf chav dal begin on the basic and test master begin the zigmara. Mechikin is the ilam and ir chafei ama. One has to distance a tree from the city 25 amas. Now, the zoyim, on the other hand, plant vegetation, tzarf, seeds, tzarf laharchim and ir ad elav ama. That you have to distance up to 1,000 amas because they ain't oisim migur sada. As the gemara tells us, you can't make the open area into a field, which is 1,000 amas. So this is specifically trees which you are allowed to plant in the migrash. Next choice mouth, but to begin with the Gemara Maishna Mebar, the Kaitzim they said, what is it different than the pit that you cut it down and you give money? So Rav Kani says, no, because Kidjut Be Shit for Bechulu, because when you have a more than one cook in the kitchen, nothing's going to get done. So Tay says, Taymel the Rajbit, the one to the Rajbit, if that's the case, because Shilin Kadam, so then even when the tree is first, not me, the same thing you should say. Am I nice and dumb? Why does the community have to give money? My attempt for the same reason. Then the same kidra that Vishnu applies, and they shouldn't have to give money even then. Vishnu says what you can say is nothing. Shil and Kadam, when the tree was first, keeping the Samach Bet, since he put it there permissibly, there was no city then. Ain't Lachish, you don't have to be concerned if they're going to delay Bisha Ilan Aymed, that the tree is going to remain. Because everyone understands that that this guy deserves his money. But what was another question to the Rashba was the Maishai Chacha. What's applicable over here? This theory of Kidru to be Shutfi, but Vale Kaitz Tchila, Kaitim Sheit Rudamim. But what are you saying that because the Kidru be Shutfi that there's not going to be anyone to pay, but the halacha is that you first cut before you get money. So what problem are we going to run into? He has to cut it first anyway. So by memory, this is what it's saying. The Mishum Kidjut Beis Shutfi, like we said, when you have two cooks in the kitchen, it's not hot, not cold. They didn't want to institute Sheet Nudamim that you should have to have to give money. Why? Because the Avik of the Kaitz Tchila, you're right, although the cutting happens first anyway, but Pa'amim Shalay Yishma Lehem Lokat Tchila, at times he's not going to listen to them cut it down first, unless he knows who's going to give him the money. But everyone's going to be negligible there because they're not going to want to cut it down. Not to give the money. The owner should say, you pay me. So therefore, that you're going to run into problems. So therefore, they say, that's it. He's not getting any money at all. The next test master begins with the words, we should tell them, first give me the money, and then I'll go and cut it down. Now, regarding the case of the pit, on that, that if the tree was first, that we say you chop it down and you give money, you can't ask that same question that the owner of the tree should say, look, first give me money, then I'll chop it down. Because kibin shesamach be'iser, since he went ahead and he, the nicha is the word, the nicha lay, he's pleased, because kibin shesamach be'iser, that he understands that since he planted the tree after the bar, and did it prohibitively that, yeah, he has to go in and cut it down first. Next verse, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara Kash Labai. Well, that's difficult according to Abaya. Where he says that there's a difference between Gur and Kabua and Gur and She'in Kabua. So he says, Tim, it's a wonder because my Kash Labai, what's difficult, Tim? A Braisi Airi Begur and Kabua. The Braisi told me by a permanent granary. And was named Begur and She'in Kabua. And the Mishnah talking about where it's not permanent. So that's a very easy way of resolving that Begur and Kavua is Kadesh Layazik. The Mishnah is the Mishnah is by Gurin that's not Kavua, and therefore has to be Chamishamama. The Shemitah says, you can say, is that Baye Gufe, Hab Mishani, by himself was answering that the Mad Tam Kamar, that what's the reason? He would have answered that question too, the way Rav Ashi does. Ilam Hashem Dikashle, if not that it bothered him, Matzorch Lefarish Taima. What if to say the reason Kadesh Layazik that shouldn't damage it? That's pretty obvious. Now, Hashem the Brayse Mefarish Taima. So if the Brayse explained the reason Kadesh Layazik that shouldn't harm, and that's what. So then Masnei Namik Lefarishachi. Then the Mishnah also, you should explain that same way, and therefore that's the question on Abaya.